so he finally pulled the fucking trigger. Sleepy Joe Biden, as Trump calls him, finally picked his running mate.
You're not about that life, champ. I can see it.
Game over, man. Game over.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk.
Come on. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners. Here we go.
Playing to win the game.
That was one heck of a timeout.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Ron is in trouble.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
B.A. Hunter sarcastically speaking about sports podcast.
I almost feel like it felt like he waited longer than normal to pick a running mate. I knew, from what you're reading, what I'm observing, what people are saying, what they're talking about, just looking at the whole political strategy point of view, you knew Biden was going to pick a woman, most definitely a black woman, because he's trying to cover that base. And I didn't think it would be her. Kamala Harris. I didn't think it'd be her. I thought it was going to be the Susan Rice, the ex, what was she, Secretary of State, the assistant to the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, supposedly her best friend. She worked for she was a UN ambassador, the United States, was on the national security advisor. During that whole Benghazi thing, that 12 hours movie, which was pretty dope, but apparently, there's always another angle for shit. Nothing that has politics involved with it is straightforward, which is, again, has me circling around to, okay, he picks Harris. That's his running mate. Okay, he's doubling down. He's getting the progressive portion. And hopefully the black portion. And I don't keep my head stuck in politics. I know I think she was used to be a district attorney for San Francisco. Didn't even realize she was a senator. The current, was she a sophomore senator? But here's the funny thing I've learned from my crack Facebook research, basically looking at the reaction after Biden picked her as running mate, was a lot of black folks not into Harris, and I'm not really sure why. I think it might have something to do with the way she prosecuted more black folks. I don't know. I just know that like a large part of the black community is kind of like, okay, but you know, me personally, I think I've made it known that I'm not putting myself in a fucking box, a political ideological box. I'm not trying to say I'm Democrat, Republican, Liberal. I'm none of that shit. I'm take a look at everyone's ideas. Take a look at their concepts, their ideologies, and I'm going with that. AKA, who's going to let me keep the most of my money? And, well, you know, that's not all true, too. That's not altogether true, is basically what I'm saying. I mean, Trump, he's got to get out. He can't be president anymore. So, again, this is almost like another one of those lesser of two evils things. So where there was a point to where, yes, my man had our economy going in the right direction. And then COVID came and fucked that completely off. But his ass, like, with his, this is childish, you know, petty, divisive behavior. Kind of had enough of it, man. Because he could have took this COVID situation and used it to unite us. Nah, he just keeps us divided. And for the longest time, I didn't want to subscribe to him being a racist. I just wanted to say he's an opportunist, is what I thought. But there's still a part of me that just thinks that too. But he won't get out of the way. Like he jumps. Like if you don't want to even fuck with the racial tones or sightings, don't even comment on it. I mean, he decides to announce his fucking re-election campaign, and it's gonna start in Tulsa, Oklahoma. An Oklahoma town. That was wiped out, an all-black town that was wiped out, and then does it on an unofficial black, because I'm not saying African-American, black holiday, June 13th. I mean, let's tell you, like, dude, don't even go near that. I mean, dude, there was a time where we had the Bubba Wallace, the race car driver, the NASCAR driver, and the noose being found in his garage, and FBI, they do their investigating, and then there's some question, was it right, was it wrong, and here comes Trump 3 weeks later, like, yeah, I think he made that up. It's like, why are you even fucking in, stay in your lane, man. I mean, I don't get the guy, and which is why he's got to go. I mean, you got to give it to him, though. Who would have thought? If you'd have told me 8 years ago that we would have had this, good morning, this Cheeto-complected, super-comb-over-having, narcissistic, self-centered asshole as our 45th president of the United States, I'd have been like, yeah, right. But he's done it, and not only been the president, he's been the president for 4 years. I figured, because you best believe the Democrats were coming at him at every angle, trying to impeach him, and that's why I'm just like, I'm not really for any side, because I felt like on the Democratic side of things, they were no better than the Republican side. They were doing the same underhanded, petty bullshit, which, you can justify it in your mind all you want. It is what it is. And Biden, Harris ticket is the ticket. I don't know if it's the ticket that we all wanted, but it might be the ticket that we need to win. You look on Trump's side, like, I'm like, who's his running mate? Who's he going to pick? Oh, yeah, that's right. He has a running. It's Vice President Pence. You don't hear shit about that dude. And when you see him, you just see him in the background, big upping anything Trump says. You know what I'm saying? Co-sign in the back, just doing the golf clap. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, man. Dude, Vice President of the United States, one of the best, easiest, and most secure jobs ever. You got Vice President of the United States, that deaf dude that was in the fucking Black Eyed Peas. I don't know what he contributed. Was he a musician? Did he scream oh yeah every now and then? I mean, I don't know what he did. Was he blind? I think so. See, at first I should say maybe DeVoe from Belle Biv DeVoe, New Edition. But I think DeVoe's position was harder because DeVoe actually sang and danced and did all that. Wow. It is amazing how quickly I can go into minutiaville. It is. I got no problem doing that. No problem whatsoever. Earlier on in the week, for the first time in my life, I feel like I had like, and it was only like maybe for like 10 seconds, like I felt a tad bit of depression, I think. Just feeling bad. But after analyzing everything and taking a look at the situation, number one, I was in the middle of a long stretch of work days, which, because now that we work tens, you do like 5-6 in a row, those wear on you. You know what I mean? Because you go to work, you come home, and if you're going to exercise and you eat and then go to sleep and do it all over again. But I was thinking it was the depression was is the COVID shit, man. Because I don't even want to call it an epiphany. You ever realize you have more epiphanies when you're drunk? Or are they just random silly drunk thoughts? Yeah, that's what they are. But I'm thinking, you know, this shit is not going to go away. Good morning. This, it's 5 months in and we're still dealing with this COVID bullshit. And it's reached its tentacles in every aspect of our life. I was talking to my buddy the other day. I haven't really seen him in 5 months. It's almost like you're in war. The gym, that's gone. No bars, restaurants. Nothing seems like it's changing. You look at the news and the numbers are climbing. The United States has got the most fucking cases. And then now the conspiracy theorists have really taken a hold to where I don't believe this shit. They're inflating the numbers. They're trying to, the globalist. And there's a part of me that's like, maybe they are. But then when you hear stories, I heard a story about a friend of mine told me some family friends of hers, they went to go get COVID tests at one of the drive-thru centers, right? So they're in line basically for 2 hours just waiting, filling out the paperwork. Eventually they're like, you know what? Fuck this. We don't need to do this. They leave not being tested, okay? Important fact there. Weren't tested, but leave. And then a week later, are informed that everybody in the car has tested positive. So you're like, what the fuck? You didn't take the test. And there's stories like that. And that definitely makes you go, It has to. But I think that, like, there's a percentage of that in just about anything. Error. But for this shit, you kind of can't have that. Sports. Baseball's come back. They have. They've come back. And they're having to shut games down. And they're restarting them. And it looks like they're like, fuck it, we're going to do it. I didn't realize hockey was back. UFC never went anywhere. They've been putting on fights since the fucking beginning. The NBA, man, yeah, they figured it out, man. I just remember when word first started to trickle out that they're like, all right, well, maybe what we can do is maybe we can play in a Disney World, like in the bubble or something. Maybe we can do that. I thought, get the fuck out of here. Do you even have that many complexes? But as time went on, more and more and more, they decided, hey, fuck it, let's go ahead and try it. And to their, good morning, much to my surprise, they're succeeding. They're almost done with the 8-game season that they set up before the playoffs. I don't think they've had a positive case. Somebody sat down, whoever set up the policies and the procedures for the NBA bubble needs to be absorbed into whatever Corona COVID task force is put together. Or maybe whoever those individuals are, they need to work with the NFL, because NFL, you don't really hear shit coming out of there. You hear players saying they're not going to play, but you're not really hearing anything from the top. They're just like, look, we're fucking doing this. We're playing. Because that's a lot of fucking money if they don't. You're leaving a ton of money. So, as opposed to college football, to which the Pac-10? Pac-10 and Big Ten announced, yeah, we're not going to do our shit in fall. I think the Southern teams, like the SEC and the ACC, I think they've decided to go ahead and, good morning, I think they've decided to Because they're like, hey, look, we don't have shit here in the South but this. You can't take this shit from us. But they're going to be shut down, too. They are. But again, whoever is in charge of the bubble, the NBA bubble, man, you, sir, need to be commended because the shit's working. Now, yeah, you're missing some shits, you know, obviously a crowd to what apparently is greatly affecting Mr. LeBron James' basketball game. He says he's just off. The Lakers, dude, the Lakers, I heard this, that the Lakers are the, the Lakers are the, they're ranked last in offense because they got into the bubble. You found a lot of stuff out. A lot of things have been discovered about teams while in the bubble. The Pelicans. Zion, dude. That dude's tubby. I mean, he can play. They got him on a minute restriction. You know, situation. To where in certain games, he's not out there on the fourth quarter. I mean, he's playing a limited amount of numbers, still scoring, like 15, 20 a game. But, dude, that dude, he's 6, I think they said 6'6". I thought he was taller than that. Dude, what did they say, the camera adds 10 pounds? Dude, he looks thick. Thicky, thick, thick. You know what I'm saying? And with how explosive his game is, his body, he's going to have to lose weight. He's going to have to. Ball in the bubble. Man, dude, that guy shot like shit. I'm like, he looked like he'd found a spot. Well, he did. But, I mean, in the off season, man, I don't know if you have access to a court or a shooting instructor or something, but, man, you need to just be working on your shots, man, because he can't make a shot for shit. Defensively, he seems pretty sound, but, whew. Damian Lillard poured in 61 points last night. I don't even know how many threes he probably shot, but, dude, that dude's playing at a high-ass level. And when I say high, ain't got shit to do with weed, okay? That dude, he's coming for you. The Denver Nuggets with Bol Bol, their first round draft pick. Dude, that dude, I watched him play. I heard early on, what was it, when they were doing scrimmages, he came out and dropped like a double-double. And it was immediately drug tested. I'm like, what? Why? Because he can dribble and shoot a basket? Get the fuck out of here. Well, he played some limited minutes. He came off the bench. You know? But, dude, you look at him, man. And his ball handling skill. I mean, he took it through his legs. He doesn't move like a big man. The only thing that kind of trips me out when you have guys that are that big and that agile, you're thinking, well, shit, man, it's going to be shot blocking central. But I guess that's the reason. Well, that's one of the reasons why. Honestly, I'm getting ahead of myself. You would think that they would, you know, you got a guy that big and can move that well and is that agile, he'd be a good rim protector. Nah, this game isn't played that way nowadays. I don't even think anybody even knows what the fuck, good morning, even knows what a low post move even is. Look, it doesn't make a difference what position you play in this type of NBA. You better be able to shoot the ball. Because that's what they did, just step further back. But he can do that. He was hoisting up threes. Who's the main guy? The Jokic? For Denver, Bol Bol was even out there in the fourth quarter, and was it Jokic, the Joker? Their all-star center was on the bench. They're like, yeah, fuck it. But I think a part of that was because it was that none of these games meant anything really. Denver's like the number three seed, I think. The Lakers are, I think, the number one seed. But offensively, they just look out of sorts. And it's because they got a hodgepodge fucking lineup. It's funny how much that whole roster's been turned over. And it got turned over the day LeBron said, I'm coming to L.A. Before they were like a young up-and-coming team. When LeBron got there, nah, he can put all that shit on the shelf. He got there. They got their heads beat in. He gets Anthony Davis. And they just keep retooling. Traded half the team. Yeah, that's what they did, huh? Yeah, Anthony Davis. He puts up big numbers. Not the best-looking guy in the world. Not that that matters, but I don't know. There's something about his game that I'm just, not impressed to me. Nah. He tends to disappear, I feel like, too. The fucking Kings have been hot garbage. They'll be coming home from the bubble here soon. What did they even really get out of that, this trip to the bubble? I don't really know. I guess some game experience. It's your boy Bagley, who didn't even get on the fucking court. And it's official, man. Anytime you see him talking about Luka making the Larry Bird comparisons, I mean, the dude's 20. Was he 21? He's doing triple doubles. He's leading that team. Dude. Anytime his name comes up, you know, all the speculation on how good can he really be, you just get pissed off as a Kings fan. You're like, what the fuck? We could have had that dude. All because the fucking our general manager, Vlade Divac, didn't get along with Luka's dad, and Dave Yeager, the then coach, wanted him, but they're like, no. They don't get him. We get Bagley. Jaeger's forced out. I'm like, what the yeah. I don't want to keep rubbing it in, but come on. It's almost like in the NFL. The Bears, you know? The draft that produced Mahomes. Because Mahomes was like 10th, 11th pick. He wasn't even the top. I think he was maybe a top 5 quarterback. And now look at him. Reigning NFL MVP in his, second year of starting? And they do the right thing, the fucking Chiefs. They locked that motherfucker up to a 10-year, a $400 million deal? Shit. that tells you right there. They know who that. And what does this young man do? He goes out and buys an ownership stake in the Kansas City Chiefs. What that tells me is, look, he plans on being a fixture for a long time. Props to him. Another report that's popping up is that the Pelicans, pretty sure they'll be who's their coach? Alvin Gentry. They'll be getting a new head coach. And the name that keeps popping up, good morning, is Tyronn Lue. And my first reaction is, you're talking about assistant Cleveland Browns head coach Tyronn Lue? Talking about that nigga? I don't think so. Because that whole time, I just remember watching those games. You're like, dude, LeBron's the coach and the GM. Ty Lue is just there. But apparently, Tyronn Lue has some authority. He's one of the few, I guess, coaches in the league that could call LeBron out on his bullshit. Check him, if you will. And apparently the Pelicans, they feel like they need that presence in their locker room. So don't be surprised if Ty Lue ends up being your head coach of your New Orleans Pelicans. And if so, good for him. Good for fucking him. I'm getting ready to get to a very, very, very loud portion of the walk. So we're going to take a break right after these messages. So, my latest binge is the Umbrella Academy. Yeah, got one episode. Watched 9 yesterday. So you know what that means. I got nothing accomplished. I got ass accomplished. That's what that means. You binge a show. There's no way, shape, or form were you productive in any way. But I love how when you do finish a binge, you feel like you fucking... There's two feelings. Number one, you feel like you've accomplished something. Yeah, you feel like you've accomplished something big. You feel like, yeah, I did that. And number two, you're like, oh, shit. I finished it. I ain't got any more. So you got another one of those, please, please? Can I have one more, please? Yeah, you just... You don't got nothing else to watch. You're done. I did that shit a couple days ago with Rick and Morty. But the funny thing about that one was it was 3 seasons, but there was a 4th season that I went, torrented, and got it. I was like, why didn't I have that one up? It's because it just fucking finished. They had a pandemic COVID joke in Rick and Morty. I'm like, damn, they got their finger on the pulse. I'm wondering when that shit's going to make its way. Who is this asshole in this biplane? Yeah, that shit doesn't look good. He's seriously low. I don't like the look of that. Looks like he's about to crash. Whatever. He's fucking up my podcast is what he's doing. Can you land that shit or not fly it over here, you dick? But I'm wondering when COVID's going to start rearing its ugly head into storylines of current TV shows. I don't know. Probably going to take a while because a lot of shit can't be filmed. Only shit being filmed right now is apparently Tyler Perry shit because he's got his own infrastructure, his own studio. I think he owns an island or some shit. Tyler Perry's got a lot of good shit, but dude, I don't find it funny when a man dresses up like a woman. You can keep that shit. But you know what, though? He's like, whatever, not your cup of tea. But you know what his cup of tea is? All the fucking money he's making. Anyway, Umbrella Academy. People kept suggesting it to me, but, I looked at the preview, and I thought, I mean, and if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, because there's a second season. So when I do finish episode 9 today, I won't have that second feeling of, can I have another one, please? Because I'm going to have another one. Yeah. So it was suggested, but I can see the preview. The whole concept, it was women around the world gave birth to babies but never had sex. And some billionaire, what was it, playboy, philanthropist, billionaire, whatever the fuck that guy, Russian dude's name is, he adopts them, some of them, and they have powers and they're superheroes. I kind of saw that, was like, ugh. And I don't know if it's because I drank through most of it or I just wasn't paying attention. Still don't really understand why it's called the Umbrella Academy. I seen one scene where they were at a funeral and it was raining. They busted out with some umbrellas. You know? Couple things I like about it. Pretty good. I mean, because you definitely can put it in the superhero genre. I looked it up and it's based on, what is it, Dark Horse Comics? Pretty good. So far, I'm waiting till the end. Not incredibly predictable. You got your girl Ellen Page, who you know, who forever, eternally, will look like she's 12 years old. But I don't know. For some reason in this shit, she looks young and old at the same time. She definitely got a 5 head. That's as opposed to a 4 head. You got all of them with the different powers. You got the one Diego dude who wears spandex and throws knives. Now, what I don't understand is, does he control those knives with his mind? I mean, do they listen to him? Can he throw anything? I'm still not really sure. Because he can also fight and fucking really move his body. That secret thing where they're listening to Tiffany. And this dude's pop locking and doing the rerun and the running man. You're like, oh shit, get it, Diego. And then you got the drug addict is it Klaus? Who, I'm sorry, without a doubt, the most useless superpower of all time. Well, I don't know if it was of all time, but for the sake of this podcast, it is to me, he can spirit, he can talk to dead people, he can bring them and they can talk, yeah. How the fuck is that going to help you in a fight? You got the black chick, what was her name? Don't remember right now. She looks like a Sir Mix-a-Lot, who's an actress, and I didn't really understand what her power was either, but I guess she can tell, say stuff to people, and they'll do it, or whatever. She rumors something to them. But, like, they're showing the fight scenes, she's doing all the kung fu, all that shit, too. I mean, so I think your baseline, everybody, is a baseline mixed martial artist. I think. Except Klaus. That dude doesn't fight, doesn't really do anything. And you got the teleporting kid who, his shit's fresh. I mean, I think there's been a ton of characters, whether it be in comic books or movies, that teleport. And sometimes it's cool. Sometimes it's just there. He had Nightcrawler. That's kind of it. The dude in the X-Men. X-Men, the First Class. I think his name was Azazel or some shit. His shit was dope. But this little piece of shit, as he calls him, number five, do they even know what his real name is? And then last but not least, there's another team member who's dead, who's constantly kicking it with Klaus. And I'm assuming he's the dude when they showed that initial bank heist where the superhero kids show up and save the day. He was the one that went into the room and let his beast out and everything was done for Homeboy, I think. I don't know. Because they haven't told his story yet. He hasn't really had his origin story. And I'm hoping in this ninth episode we'll get his, I think is his name Ben? Don't really know. Asian dude was reading all the time. I like the show. If you get a chance, you should check it out. It's definitely worth your time. And I think that's pretty much going to be it for me. Sarcastically speaking about sports. Have a good day. So I end up finishing watching the end of the Umbrella Academy, first season that is. I guess I stand corrected about the crackhead with the ability to talk to dead people. He comes up big, but they still didn't tell us what happened to the octopus Asian boy Ben. What happened other than he's dead? Okay, you have that, and then you have Homegirl has powers. All of the fucking powers, apparently. Mary J. Blige, a bit of a heel, probably got off on that, playing the heel. What was her name? The whisperer, the rumor, you know, her larynx is split. And they stop the apocalypse? No, they avoid the apocalypse? Because then I'm watching it, and then you're looking at the fucking the clock, and you see that the episode's almost over. Like, how are they going to wrap this up in a neat little bow? They don't. Like, teleport, boom, they're done. Now I'm kind of glad that I didn't discover this until now, because I can go straight to season two, which is what I'm going to do. So I'd suggest checking out The Umbrella Academy. It's working for me. Sarcastically speaking about sports. Not even really speaking about sports. I'm just speaking.
Bye.
Productions. You don't know about that, Headhunter.
Headhunter, son?